Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Always ready to explore.
Excellent. Today we're tackling something businesses and analysts use all the time. It's called Porter's Five Forces.
Yeah, this is a really powerful framework.
It is. It helps us break down the competitive landscape of an industry. Helps us understand, what makes a business profitable.
Right, it's like a roadmap to success, or at least a way to navigate the challenges.
Exactly. We're going to use a template of the framework. And to make things even clearer, we're going to use a fictional example, Mike's Cereal Co. This is going to help us visualize how it all works in the real world.
Sounds good to me.
Perfect. So imagine the template as a radar screen. Right in the middle, we've got this thing called competitive rivalry.
That's the heart of it, right? How intense is the competition between companies?
You got it. And then circling around that central point, we have these four forces that directly impact that rivalry.
Okay, so it's like a web of influences all pushing and pulling on each other.
Exactly. Those four forces are the threat of new entrants, supplier power, buyer power, and the threat of substitution. And we assess each of these on a scale, kind of from like very high down to very low.
So a very high threat means there's a lot of pressure, a lot of potential for things to change quickly.
Exactly. So let's start with that first one, threat of new entrants. How easy is it for a brand new company to just jump into this industry and start competing?
Yeah, think about things like startup costs, how much money you need to get going.
Right, like huge factories, expensive equipment, or maybe there's a ton of regulations you have to deal with.
All of that can make it really tough for a newcomer to break in.
Exactly. And if we look at our cereal company, Mike's Cereal Co., well, imagine trying to compete with giants like Kellogg's or General Mills.
Yeah, they've got those massive factories, nationwide distribution networks, and advertising budgets that are probably bigger than some countries' GDPs.
Seriously. So on our template, the threat of new entrants for the cereal industry is marked as very low.
Makes sense. It's a pretty established market with some big players controlling a lot of the space.
Right. And you know what that means for us consumers, right?
Probably not great for our wallets.
Probably not. Fewer competitors often means less pressure to lower prices, which means more expensive cereal. Okay, next up we've got supplier power.
This is all about how much control the suppliers of raw materials or ingredients have in the industry.
Right, like in the case of Mike's Cereal Co., we're talking about the folks who supply the grains, the sugar, the packaging, all that good stuff.
Imagine if there's suddenly a shortage of oats, and Mike's is about to launch their new oat brand flakes.
Oh no, what are they going to do? I mean, they can't make cereal without the oats.
Exactly. And if the suppliers know that companies are desperate for their product, they can basically dictate the terms, maybe raise prices, or even reduce the quality.
Oof, that puts Mike's in a tough spot. So, looking at the template, we see that supplier power in the cereal industry is very high.
It makes sense. Those core ingredients are pretty essential, and there might not be a ton of suppliers out there.
Right. And again, who ends up feeling the squeeze?
Us, the consumers, probably paying more for our breakfast.
You got it. Okay, let's shift gears and look at our power as consumers. That's buyer power.
So, in this case, how much influence do we have over the price of cereal?
Right, because even though we love cereal, we're still going to be looking for a good deal.
And luckily for us, there are tons of choices in the cereal aisle.
So many brands. And we're always on the lookout for those sales and coupons.
Yeah, a good sale can make us switch brands in a heartbeat.
Totally. No wonder our template shows buyer power as high for the cereal industry.
This makes me think of those buy one, get one free deals they have on cereal all the time.
Oh, absolutely. It's like they know they have to appeal to our bargain hunting instincts.
Exactly. And then the last force we need to consider is the threat of substitution. What happens when people decide they're just not into cereal anymore?
Right, there are other breakfast options out there.
Lots of them. Yogurt, toast, fruit.
Breakfast bars, smoothies, maybe just coffee on the go.
Or even skipping breakfast altogether, which isn't always the best idea. But hey, people do it.
They do. So the threat of substitution is high here too, because people's habits are always changing.
And let's be honest, sometimes cereal just isn't the most convenient option.
Right, especially when you're rushing out the door in the morning. So our template has threat of substitution marked as high as well.
It really highlights how Mike's Cereal Co. or any cereal company isn't just competing with other cereal brands, they're competing with all those other breakfast choices too.
So true. Okay, so we've looked at all four forces, and now we circle back to that center point on the template, competitive rivalry.
This is where it all comes together. How fierce is the fight for market share in the cereal aisle?
It's like a battlefield out there, of all those colorful boxes, those wacky mascots, and the endless stream of new flavors.
And you can't forget the limited shelf space. They're all vying for that prime real estate at eye level.
Exactly. Our template labels this rivalry as very high, and that makes total sense.
So how does a company like Mite's Cereal Co., or any company really, survive and hopefully thrive in such a cutthroat environment?
That's the big question, right? I mean, Porter's Five Forces isn't just about understanding these forces. It's about using that knowledge to make smart decisions.
Exactly. It's like a strategic toolkit.
Yeah. So maybe Mice could focus on building super strong brand loyalty to kind of offset that buyer power we talked about.
That's a good strategy. Or they could try to target a specific niche market, like gluten-free cereal or maybe organic, to reduce the competitive rivalry a bit.
Smart. They'd be facing fewer direct competitors. It's fascinating how understanding these forces can really give you a competitive edge.
It's like you're playing a game of chess, and now you can see all the possible moves.
So what's the big takeaway for our listeners today?
I'd say think of Porter's Five Forces like a detective's toolkit for understanding any industry.
Oh, I like that.
Choose any industry you're curious about, fashion, technology, entertainment, whatever.
And then put on your detective hat and start analyzing it through this lens.
You'll start to see these forces at play everywhere, and it'll give you a whole new understanding of how businesses operate.
Maybe you'll even spot an opportunity to shake things up and become a disruptor yourself.
Who knows? The possibilities are endless.
That's it for our deep dive this week. Until next time.
Keep exploring.